Fantastic. For the record, it's February 13th, 2025, 9 o'clock a.m. I'm Phil over at Kitsap County Hearing Examiner, holding four hearings this morning, all on conditional use permit applications for accessory dwelling units. The hearing format will be the same for all four. We'll start off with a presentation from staff, then applicant can make comments if they want, not required. You don't, if you're an applicant out there, don't feel compelled to say anything. If you don't want to, after that, we'll move on to public comments, if any, then back to staff to respond to any questions and complete the record. Applicant gets final word. I get 10 business days to issue a final decision. Not too complicated, pretty straightforward. So the first item on the agenda today is the roll-off application for a conditional use permit application. That's file number 24-01376. And at this point, I just want to ask, is anyone present for this application other than staff, the applicant here, or any members of the public?
The applicant is here today. And it looks like Mayor might be somebody online as well. I just saw a raised hand. So.
Oh, all right. Then I'll go over the exhibit list real quick. Let me share my screen. There we go. All right. By state law, I'm not allowed to speak to the applicant, staff, or anybody about these projects. All the information I get is the information that's going to be admitted into the record today. And so far, that's composed of the staff report and the exhibits that were prepared to support the staff recommendation. I'm sharing screen right now on what those exhibits were. Who's our planner on this one, by the way?
Izzy Lotz.
Oh, Lotz put together the exhibits for this. She has a total of 16 composed of the staff report itself, some geotechnical analysis, environmental review to determine if any environmental impacts statement has to be made or something of that nature. We have elevations and floor plans, site plan, and those are pretty much the major documents, 1 through 16. Just at this point, when I ask if anyone needs to see any of these documents or has any objection to their entry in the record, if you do, just hit on the virtual hand at the bottom of your screen. Not hearing or seeing any takers, I'll admit 1 through 16. Ms. Lotz, I'll swear you in at this point. Great. Just raise your right hand. You've been through this before. Do you swear, affirm, tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
I do.
Go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you, Examiner Olbricht. For the record, my name is Izzy Lotz, and I'm an associate planner with Kitsap County Department of Community Development. Today, I'm representing a request for approval of a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit to convert an existing single-family residence into an accessory dwelling unit. The application was deemed complete on April 27, 2024. The notice of application was distributed pursuant to Title 21 Land Use and Development Procedures, which provided recipients with project information and an opportunity for public comment. No public comments were received by the department. Pursuant to WAC 197-11355, the Department of Community Development used an optional determination of non-significance process for this project. The SEPA comment period occurred concurrent with the notice of application dated May 17, 2024. The Department of Community Development issued a determination of non-significance on December 11, 2024. The SEPA appeal period ended on October 17, 2024. No appeals were filed, therefore the SEPA determination is final. According to the Kitsap County Assessor, subject parcel 212-302-020-2004 is a 9.5-acre in size parcel addressed as 8516 Orchard Avenue Southeast, Port Orchard, Washington, in South Kitsap Commissioner District 2. The aerial photo shows single-family homes and accessory structures consistent with the development found in the rural residential zone. The proposed accessory dwelling unit is consistent with other properties in the vicinity. The parcel labeled subject site in blue is zoned rural residential. Adjacent properties surrounding the site are also zoned rural residential. To the east is a road known as Orchard Avenue Southeast that provides access. The proposal is to convert the existing single-family residence into an 887-square-foot accessory dwelling unit and to construct a new 2,816-square-foot single-family residence. For critical areas, the subject site is mapped with moderate erosion hazards. The applicant has provided a geologic report to address this hazard. The project has been conditioned to follow the recommendations of that report. The applicant identified two streams showing on the critical area maps that are mapped incorrectly, located in the southeast and southwest corners of the parcel. These streams are identified as type N streams and would require a 50-foot buffer plus a 15-foot building setback. All activity is outside of the buffers and setbacks required for that feature. The site plan for the proposal shows access from Orchard Avenue Southeast along an existing driveway shared by both dwellings. The site plan shows four spaces that will meet parking standards for the single-family residence and the accessory dwelling unit. And the accessory dwelling unit will be 128 feet from the proposed single-family residence. The applicant's floor plan shows the principal dwelling that is proposed at 2,816 square feet. Therefore, the maximum allowed size for the accessory dwelling unit is 900 square feet. The floor plan also helps determine there are no accessory dwelling units attached or within the primary residence. Here are some conceptual drawings of the proposed single-family residence. You'll see all views available there. The floor plan for the accessory dwelling unit demonstrates its size at 887 square feet. There's also an unconditioned breezeway and storage room that is 132 square feet. Here are the views for the proposed accessory dwelling units. To the left, you'll see the front view to the east and north, and on the right, you see the west and the south. The proposal is conditioned to comply with the following requirements in Kitsap County Code 17.415.015B as in boy, as amended in June 2022. Number one, there are no other accessory dwelling units or accessory living quarters on the property. Two, the owner will reside in the primary residence. Three, 50% of the primary residence is 1,408 square feet. Therefore, the maximum allowable size of the habitable area of the ADU is 900 square feet. The proposed ADU is 887 square feet. Dimensions are determined by interior measurements. Number four, the ADU is within 128 feet away from the primary residence. Five, the ADU will have a similar appearance to the primary residence. Six, the ADU meets all required setbacks for the rural residential zone. Seven, all health standards and water and sewer have been met and approved. Eight, the proposed ADU is not a RV or mobile home. Nine, the ADU will use an existing driveway off Orchard Avenue Southeast. And 10, the project will be conditioned for any applicable stormwater controls pursuant to Kitsap County Code Title 12. The department finds this approval consistent with special use criteria 17.415.015B as in Bravo and recommends approval as conditioned. This concludes the staff presentation.
Thanks, Ms. Lotz. All right, at this point, does the applicant want to say anything?
Yes, he's on his way out.
Okay, great.
Good morning.
All right, sir, let me swear in. Just raise your right hand. Good. You swear affirm, tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
All right, well, thank you, first of all, for your time in considering this permit. This permit will greatly impact my family's living conditions. As you can see, an 887-square-foot house for a family of five is rather small, so this would be a great improvement for my current living situation with my family. In addition, it will also help the community, as I'm sure you're well aware. The report on the City of Bremerton and Kitsap County Affordable Housing Recommendation from March 2020 notes that there's an additional 25,000 housing units needed by 2036. This would be one of them, just a tiny drop in the bucket, but it does help. This additional dwelling unit is 1 mile away from a Kitsap Transit park and ride that has routed bus service as well as worker driver bus service. So it will as well be available for public transit use, which will not impact traffic negatively. By approving this permit, like I said, you would be greatly improving my living situation as well as being a positive impact on the community. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Roloff. Appreciate your comments. All right, let's any public comment out there. If anyone out there wants to add a comment, just click on your virtual hand. And Ms. Jones, we do have a couple attendees there. And I see we have a John Murray would like to say something. You want to put him up, Ms. Jones?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right, Mr. Murray, welcome to the hearing. Let me swear you in real quick and just raise your right hand, or you swear affirm to tell truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding.
I do.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
I'm just, as a neighbor and a member of the community, I'm just excited for them to get started on their project, and that's really all I wanted to add.
Okay, great. Thank you. Appreciate your comments. All right. And anyone else out there want to say anything on this one? Okay, no takers. I think I can just wrap up the hearing at this point. So I'll go ahead and adjourn it. And very easy approval. I think we'll get that decision out in the next couple of weeks. And it's great you get a little more living space there, Mr. Roloff. And hopefully you can start working on your building permit applications and all that real quick. So thanks for participating today on that one. And let's move on to the next item on the agenda, which, let's see, hold on a second here. Oh, I lost my agenda. Where was that? What's the next one on the agenda?
The next one, agenda item B, is the Lambert ADU.
Okay, so that would be file number 24-00206. And Ms. Watts, again, is the planner on this one. Same format as last time, staff, then the applicant makes comments, then public, then back to staff and applicant. And well, Ms. Lotz, I guess I'll swear you in again. Do you swear firm, tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
I do.
Okay, great. And Ms. Jones, do we have anyone, any members of the public left anymore for this one? Or
I don't see any in the room. Awesome. It looks like none online. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Well, I'll go through the exhibits real quick here. Let me, why is that doing that here? Huh. It looks like I just downloaded the staff report, not the index. Ms. Jones, can you put up the index of the record for this one?
Yes, just 1 second. Okay. You should see it momentarily.
Oh, great. Thank you. That's odd. Well, maybe let me see if I can get mine.
Just
here.
Just a few seconds. Yeah. It should pop up. Okay, let me share my screen so you can see it. Can you see it now?
It's coming up, yeah.
Okay.
There it is. Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, like the last one, we have a lot's put together on about, let's see, 15 documents there. You get my glasses out, a little small screen for me. Oh, there we go. Okay, which is composed of the staff report, floor plan elevations, a drainage plan in this case, health department documentation, the environmental review to determine if an environmental impact is a statement is necessary, and stormwater work and site plans and public notice documents. Total of 15 documents. Does anyone need to see any of those documents or have any objection to their entry? Again, if you do, just click on the virtual hand at the bottom of your screen. Not seeing any takers, we'll go ahead and admit exhibits 1 through 15. So Ms. Lotz, go ahead on this one then.
Morning. Thank you. Today I am presenting a request for the approval of the conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit to construct a new accessory dwelling unit. The application was deemed complete on August 22, 2024. A notice of application was distributed pursuant to Title 21 Land Use and Development Procedures, which provided recipients with project information and an opportunity for public comment. No public comments were received by the department. Pursuant to WAC 197-11-355, the Department of Community Development used an optional determination of non-significance process for this project. The CEPA comment period previously occurred concurrent with the notice of application dated September 5th, 2024. The Department of Community Development issued a determination of non-significance on January 7th, 2025. The CEPA appeal period ended on January 21st, 2024. No appeals were filed, therefore the CEPA determination is final. According to the Kitsap County Assessor, subject parcel 032501-4-015-2008 is a 4.77-acre in-size parcel addressed as 13545 Central Valley Road Northeast, Polesbo, Washington 98370 in North Kitsap Commissioner District 1. The aerial photo shows single family homes and accessory structures consistent with development found in the rural residential zone. The proposed accessory dwelling unit is consistent with properties within the vicinity. The subject site labeled here in blue is zoned rural residential. Adjacent properties surrounding the parcel are also zoned rural residential. To the east is a county road known as Central Valley Road Northeast that provides access. The proposal is to construct a 900 square foot accessory dwelling unit with an attached 320 square foot garage. For critical areas, this parcel is relatively flat and has no mapped critical areas. Regarding the site plan for the project, shows access from Central Valley Road Northeast along an existing driveway to be shared by both dwellings. The site plan shows space for four parking spaces and will meet parking standards for both the single family residence and the accessory dwelling unit. The proposed accessory dwelling unit is going to be 140 feet from the proposed single family residence. The applicant's floor plan for the under construction principal dwelling is 2,867 square feet. Therefore, the maximum allowed size for the accessory dwelling unit is 900 square feet. The floor plan also helps determine there are no accessory dwelling units within or attached to the primary. Here we'll see conceptual drawings of the proposed single family residence. Front is above and rear is below. And here we'll see the right and left elevations. The floor plan for the accessory dwelling unit demonstrates the area is 900 square feet. There is also a garage that is 324 square feet. It should be mentioned in 17.110.319, the definition of habitable area means the entire area of a dwelling unit or living quarters used for living, sleeping, eating, and or cooking. Storage areas and garages are excluded from calculations of habitable area. Here we see conceptual renderings of the proposed accessory dwelling units. To the left, you see the front view, and the right, the rear view. And the right elevation and left elevation. The proposal is conditioned to comply with the following requirements of Kitsap County Code Title 17.415.015B as in Bravo, as amended in June of 2024, or 2022, sorry about that. Number one, there are no accessory dwelling units or accessory living quarters on the property. Number two, the owner will reside in the primary residence. Number three, 50% of the habitable area of the primary residence is 1,433 square feet. Therefore, the maximum allowed size of habitable area for the accessory dwelling unit is 900 square feet, and the proposed accessory dwelling unit is 900 square feet. Four, the accessory dwelling unit is within 140 feet away from the primary structure. Number five, the ADU will have a similar appearance to the primary residence. Six, the ADU meets all required setbacks for the rural residential zone. Seven, all health standards for water and sewer have been approved and met. Eight, the proposed ADU is not an RV, recreational vehicle, or mobile home. Number nine, the ADU will use the existing driveway off Central Valley Road Northeast. And 10, the project will be conditioned for any applicable stormwater controls pursuant to Kitsap County Code Title 12. Staff finds the proposal meets criteria in Kitsap County Code 17.415.015B as in Bravo and recommends approval as condition.
Great, thanks, Ms. Watts. Okay, let's move on to the applicant at this point. Does the applicant want to add anything?
I do not believe the applicant is here in the room and I don't see them online.
Okay, all right, moving on to public comments. Anyone from the public want to say anything? If you do, just click on the virtual hand at the bottom of your screen. Not seeing any takers there either, so I'll go ahead and close up the hearing. And again, yeah, these ADUs are pretty straightforward, so that should be an approval as well in the next couple of weeks. So thank you, Ms. Lotz, for all your input on those two. I guess moving on to the next one is the Frazier application. And I believe Ms. Lewis is the staff planner on that one. Same format as last time, first Ms. Lewis, then applicant, then public, then back to Ms. Lewis, and applicant gets final word, 10 business days. Let me pull up the Frazier index here. Let's see. Now my computer's acting a little slow. Come on.
I can pull it up as well if it doesn't work.
Yeah. Ah, there it is. Okay, all right. Yeah, I can share screen real quick. And let's see. Well, okay, so as with Ms. Lotz, we have lots of exhibits to support the recommendation here, the staff report, ADU floor plans and elevations, a geotechnical analysis, health department application, environmental review, project elevations and floor plans and stormwater water availability. There's a wetland there, delineation, and some of the public notices and determinations, a total of 19 documents. Does anyone need to see any of those documents or have any objection to their entry? Okay, again, just click on your virtual hand if you do. No takers, so I'll go ahead and admit exhibits 1 through 19. Ms. Lewis, I'll swear you in at this point. Just raise your right hand. You swear affirm to tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding.
Yes.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Good morning, examiner. For the record, my name is Erin Lewis. I am an associate planner with Kitsap County DCD. And today I'm presenting a request for approval to a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit to construct a detached ADU. The application was deemed complete on July 2nd, 2024. A notice of application was distributed pursuant to Title 21 Land Use and Development Procedures, which provided recipients with project information and an opportunity for public comment. No public comments were received by the department. Pursuant to WAC 197-11-355, the Department of Community Development used an optional DNS process for this project. The SEPA comment period previously occurred concurrent with the notice of application dated September 5, 2024. The Department of Community Development issued a determination of non-significance on December 11, 2024. The SEPA appeal period ended December 25, 2024. No appeals were filed. Therefore, the SEPA determination is final. According to Kitsap County Assessor, subject parcel 022501-1-068-2001 is a 3-acre parcel in size addressed as 13993 South Keyport Road Northeast, Polesbo, Washington 98370. It's in Central Kitsap and Commissioner District 1. The aerial photo shows single-family homes and accessory structures consistent with development found in the rural residential zone. The proposed ADU is consistent with properties in the vicinity. The parcel labeled subject site in red is zoned rural residential. Adjacent properties surrounding the site to the north, east, and south are also zoned rural residential. To the west is Brownsville Highway and South Keyport Road Northeast. The proposal is to convert an existing special care unit into a 900-square-foot detached accessory dwelling unit. The subject site has mapped critical areas and is relatively flat. As this is a conversion of an existing structure, all critical area concerns were previously addressed by building permits. The site plan for the proposal shows access from South Keyport Road Northeast with the existing driveway providing parking for the ADU. The access from the east is being eliminated to conform with code requirements of utilizing the same parcel access. The site plan shows parking spaces plus the existing garage to meet parking standards for both the SFR and the ADU. A walking path already exists from the parking area to the proposed ADU. The applicant floor plan shows the existing principal dwelling is 4,495 square feet. Therefore, the maximum size allowed for the ADU is 900 square feet. The floor plan also helps determine there are no accessory dwelling units within or attached to the primary structure. Here we have pictures of the single-family residence. And here is the existing structure, which matches the primary structure in siding color, window style, and pitched roof style. The floor plan for the ADU demonstrates the size will be reduced to the required 900 square feet after two areas are converted to uninhabitable storage space. The proposal is conditioned to comply with the following requirements of Kitsap County Code Title 17.415.015B as amended June of 2022. There are no other living accessory dwelling units or accessory living quarters on the property. The owner will reside in the primary residence. 50% of the primary residence is 2,247 square feet. Therefore, the maximum allowed habitable area is 900 square feet, and the proposed ADU is to be 900 square feet. Dimensions are determined by interior measurements. The ADU is a conversion of an existing structure. The ADU will have a similar appearance to the primary residence. The ADU meets all required setbacks for the rural residential zone. All health standards for water and sewer have been met and approved. The proposed ADU is not an RV or mobile home. The ADU will use the existing driveway off South Keyport Road Northeast, and the project will be conditioned for any applicable stormwater controls pursuant to Kitsap County Code Title 12. Staff finds the proposal meets the special use criteria in Kitsap County Code 17.415.015B and recommends approval as conditioned. This concludes our staff presentation.
Okay, thanks, Ms. Lewis. Just one quick question. So the manufactured home right now is over 1,000 square feet, and the remodel is going to result in a reduction of area. How's that? Do you know how that's going to be done? Are they going to be moving walls inward or something? Or
yeah, as it is a manufactured home, we don't have building overview for that, but they will be installing a wall to wall those off. The applicant is present if you would like to discuss that, but that's covered by LNI.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ms. Lewis. All right. Well, and speaking of the applicant, does the applicant want to add anything at this point? Yep. Don't have to, but now's your chance.
On his way up there.
Okay, great.
Good morning.
All right, Mr. Frazier, let me swear you in. Just raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Yeah, just first, thank you to all of the staff at Kitsap County who have helped this project along. They've been really great and wonderful to work with, so thank you to them. Yeah, this project is just working to convert a special care unit that was designated that way through previous owners. We bought the property roughly a year ago. We're working to convert it to an ADU. My wife and I have 6 children, and the goal with the conversion of this property will be so that family can live there. You know, to your question about the floor plan, there's a sunroom in one corner of the property that's easily walled off that already, you know, has outside access to it. So it's a pretty easy adjustment to make. So glad to take any questions on that if you have any.
Yep, pretty straightforward. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Frazier. Yeah, appreciate your comments. Yeah. All right, now moving on to public comments. Anyone out in the public want to say anything? Oh, it looks like Ms. Palmer would like to say something. So let's put her up, Ms. Jones. All right, Ms. Palmer, just have to have you raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm, tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
I do.
Okay, and for the record, your last name is spelled P-A-L-M-E-R. Is that correct?
That is correct. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
I just would like to state that I represent Mr. Gargano. He's a neighbor to this property, and I did want to point to the fact that we did submit a public comment. I'm not sure if I submitted it beyond a deadline, but I sent it by email to Ms. Lewis, and perhaps I got the email address incorrect or it got lost in the shuffle, but we did submit a public comment, basically had concerns about the access to the ADU across Mr. Gargano's property. There is an existing roadway or driveway, and it's my understanding that the ADU, access to the ADU has been for the past year at least across Mr. Gargano's property. There was a note that access is from South Keyport Road, but it wasn't clear whether or which access point from South Keyport Road that was. I do see there is a driveway that the property can access directly. So our comment was basically addressed to the fact that we couldn't find any type of easement rights or anything in writing granting access across his property, and that was his concern that he wanted me to raise today for your consideration.
Okay. And Ms. Jones, it doesn't look like that letter's in the
I don't direct, see it right? in the permit either, but we could certainly add it. You can email it directly to me. I'll put my information in the chat so you can see it. But for the record, my email address is lrjones@kitsap.gov. So lrjones at kitsap.gov. And I'll put that in the chat as well.
Yeah, so I'm assuming that I guess Mr. Frazier probably hasn't seen the letter either. So
I did email it directly. Sorry, I didn't intro. I did email a copy to him, a cease and desist letter him.
Oh, okay. Oh, you did. Okay, so he's got a copy. Mr. Frazier, do you have any objection to entry of the letter in the record?
He indicates no.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and admit the email as Exhibit 20. Real quick, just to make sure, did you have any other comments, Ms. Palmer?
Nothing further. Thank you.
Okay. And no other members of the public have anything to say at this point? Okay. So back to Ms. Lewis. All right. Go ahead, Ms. Lewis.
Thank you. I did receive that. As I don't correspond with lawyers, I forwarded that to our legal team and spoke with my supervisor. And as that access is eliminated by code, we did not feel it needed to be addressed in the proceedings because it's a non sequitur at this point.
Okay. All right. And Mr. Frazier, you get the final word there. You want to add anything? And if you you don't have to, but go on.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you, Ms. Palmer, for coming today. We appreciate that. I did receive our neighbor's letter. And this, what's interesting about this special care unit is it was established in 1995, and that existing driveway was put there. And that's how that home was accessed for many years. So the primary residence was built in 2006, and so that driveway was never removed. So by making this adjustment, we fully recognize and plan to comply with the code, which means that that existing driveway will no longer be in use. So this home was used in various capacities far beyond our ownership, and I think people have probably used that road to access the property long before we owned it. And so we acknowledge that it will not be used and all access will be through the primary residence, which is compliant with the code. And we know Mr. Gargano, and he's a very nice gentleman, and we have a good relationship with him. And, you know, we will comply and you know, we see no problem with that.
So, Mr. Frazier, just to make sure I understand, so this property has basically two access points, and the one that Ms. Palmer is referencing is one that you won't be using. You're going to be using the shared driveway that the primary residence is using. Is that kind of?
Yeah, that's correct. So okay. the proposed ADU will use the access for the primary residence as per code. This right. existing driveway that has been there for 30 years, I don't know who put it there. I don't know why it's there, but we are in the process of installing a fence, which is going right across that road and blocking the access. So it's a non-issue.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. All right. Okay. I'll go ahead and close the record at this point. No, of course, yeah, I'll take a look at that easement issue. I mean, I don't have the authority or jurisdiction to adjudicate disputes over easements. So it's just an issue of you know, how to separate that issue out of this approval, but it sounds like basically if Mr. Frazier isn't going to use it and isn't allowed to use it, that it probably isn't an issue. But like I said, I'll review it to make sure. So thank you everyone for participating in this hearing. At this point, we can move on to the final item on the agenda. Let me get that up here. That's it. And my computer is actually really slow today for some reason. There is an item D on, yeah, there it is. Okay, yeah, sorry. Like I said, my computer's just acting really strange this morning. All right. Item D is the Schaefer application for an accessory dwelling unit, and our planner on that today is Ms. Wilwar. This is file number 24-01514, same format. Ms. Wilwar goes first, applicant second, public then makes their comments, and we go back to Ms. Wilwar, and the applicant gets final word. So let me put that up on the screen. Yeah, okay. Share the exhibits at this point. Let's see. And Ms. Jones, am I sharing the Schaefer?
Yes, we can see the Schaefer one.
Okay, good. All right. So, yeah, very similar set of exhibits to the other three we had today. We composed the staff report, floor elevations, geotechnical assessment, site plans, an environmental review, site plan. Stormwater review, and the notices involved. Anyone have any objections over entry these documents or need to see them? If you do, click on the virtual hand at the bottom of your screen. Not seeing any, we'll go ahead and bid exhibits 1 through 17, and Ms. Millard will go ahead then and swear in. Just raise your right hand. You swear affirm to tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
Yes.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Kate Millward, and I'm a planner with Kitsap DCD. Today I'm presenting a request for approval to a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit to convert an existing accessory structure to ADU. The application was deemed complete on June 5th, 2024. A notice of application was distributed pursuant to Title 21 Land Use and Development Procedures, which provided recipients with project information and an opportunity for public comment. The department received no public comments. Pursuant to WAC 197-11-355, the Department of Community Development used an optional DNS process for this project. The SEPA comment period previously occurred concurrent with the notice of application dated June 28, 2024. The Department of Community Development issued a determination of non-significance on August 13, 2024. The SEPA appeal period ended August 27, 2024. No appeals were filed, therefore the SEPA determination is final. According to the Kitsap County Assessor, subject parcel 332402-1-014 is 1.21 acres and address 2000 Yukon Harbor Road, Southeast, in Port Orchard, Washington, 98366, in South Kitsap, Commissioner District 2. The aerial photo shows single-family homes and accessory structures consistent with the development found in the rural residential zone. The proposed ADU is consistent with the properties in the vicinity. The parcel labeled subject site is zoned rural residential, and adjacent parcels surrounding the site are also zoned rural residential. To the east is a road known as Yukon Harbor Road Southeast that provides access to this parcel. The proposal is to convert an existing accessory structure into a 780-square-foot ADU. The subject site is mapped with moderate erosion hazard, and the applicant has provided a geologic report to address the hazard. The project has been conditioned to follow the recommendations of that report. The site plan for the proposal shows access from Yukon Harbor Road Southeast along an existing driveway to be shared by both dwellings. The site plan shows 4 parking spaces that will meet parking standards for the single-family residence and the ADU. The ADU will be 100 feet from the existing single-family residence. The applicant's floor plan shows the existing principal dwelling is 1,680 square feet. Therefore, the maximum size allowed for the ADU is 840 square feet. The floor plan also helps determine that there are no accessory dwelling units within or attached to the primary. Here's a front and rear elevation of the existing single-family residence. Sorry, that's the elevation. And then the floor plan for the ADU demonstrates the size at 887 square feet. There's also an unconditioned breezeway and store. I'm sorry, that there's not an unconditioned breezeway. The ADU is 887 square feet. And here are the elevations that are proposed for the ADU. And to the left, you see the front and rear. To the left, you see the side, and to the right, you see the front and rear. The proposal is conditioned to comply with the following requirements for KCC Title 17.415.015B. There are no other accessory dwelling units or accessory living quarters on the property. The owner will reside in the primary residence. 50% of the primary residence is 50% of the primary residence allows a maximum habitable area of 840 square feet, and the proposed ADU is 780 square feet. Sorry, I misspoke. And the dimensions are determined by interior measurements. The ADU is within 100 feet away from the primary residence. The ADU will have similar appearance to the primary residence. The ADU meets all required setbacks for the rural residential zone. All health standards for water and sewer have been met and approved. The proposed ADU is not an RV or a mobile home. The ADU will use the existing driveway off Yukon Road Southeast, Yukon Harbor Road Southeast, and the project will be conditioned for any applicable stormwater controls pursuant to KCC Title 22. Staff finds the proposal meets the special use criteria in KCC 17.415.015B. and recommends approval as conditioned. Thank you.
Thanks, Ms. Lord. All right, let's move on to applicant comments. Is the applicant present want to say anything?
The applicant is not present, and I don't see any speakers online.
Okay. Well, I guess at this point I can go ahead. Well, I'll just say, anyone out there want to say anything on this project? All right, no takers. I'll go ahead, close the hearing then, and yeah, like all the rest, real straightforward, meets the code, so no problem in approving it. We'll get that out in a couple of weeks. So thank you all for participating today, and enjoy the rest of the day. We're done.
Thank you.
Recording stopped.